S Club 7, Don't Stop Moving on Classic Hits. Waking up happy this Monday morning. It's Enda and Mike in for PJ and Jim today. Yes, indeed. Morning, Mike.
Morning to you, Enda. What's the story? You know, earlier on, before 7 o'clock, you mentioned that you were a big fan. Oh. I might be building this up, am I?
Go on.
Of Daniel O'Donnell. Didn't you say that to me?
No, I didn't really say that I'm a big fan. I liked his TV show with Magella.
Oh, sorry. Okay. Are you a fan of his music, like?
Not really, no. Okay. I'm not. No, no.
This is like a grilling, right? But another question for you.
Yes.
And be wary, obviously, because the boss could be listening. However, be honest too.
Yes. Okay.
What age would you like to continue working to? Like,
what age?
When are you going to, you know, throw in the towel, do you reckon?
I'd like to think that I could probably do it around the age of 60.
60?
Yeah.
So you do your gig till around 60 and then you'd like...
I think so, yeah. But I probably wouldn't give up radio if it still had me at the weekends, maybe.
Would you continue at the weekends on radio until you're 100 years of age?
I don't know about that.
Because Daniel O'Donnell would.
Would he?
Yeah, he says in the paper today, Daniel, the headline reads, "I'll be a golden oldie." Crooner says he will keep going until he's 100.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's how much he loves his gig.
Yeah.
He must absolutely love it. Daniel O'Donnell says, he wants to carry on until he's 100. He said, quote, "Want to do the voice here?" No?
No, go on, you can do it.
"I just love what I'm doing. Yes, I am inspired," he said. "I am energised by wife Magella and by my family, and I am also energised by my brilliant fans." He's an awful plumasser, isn't he, Daniel?
I think that just comes naturally to him.
Yeah, he says there is still more to it, though. I look at the great examples of those around me who are still performing and recording through, though much older than I, and they just make me want to carry on as long as possible. He talks about Dolly Parton, who I just looked up there. Any idea on the age of Dolly Parton, by the way?
Dolly Parton? I'd say she's proud. She must be 75.
73, actually, yeah.
Okay.
He mentions the great, great Engelbert Humperdinck as well.
Oh, my God, yeah. Okay.
Any idea what his age is?
82.
He's 83. Gosh, you're very close all morning this morning. Cher as well, he mentions and all that he would keep going as long as they have to...
What age is she?
Cher. I don't actually have Cher. She had a significant birthday recently, I'm pretty sure.
70?
I'm pretty sure.
Cher
is I'll check it out for you now. But anyway, would you continue on to that? You would.
I would, yeah. Of course I would if the voice was still there and I could still do the do, you know.
Cher is the exact same age as Dolly Parton. She's 73, actually.
73, okay.
And she came out with new music recently. And he mentions Tom Jones as well.
Yeah.
So he would continue on until that age, and more power to him, I suppose. I wonder, would he continue doing the B&B stuff as well, which are good shows, you're right.
Yeah, they are good. They're great, great TV, you know. And it kind of proves that I think he is what he comes across as he is, if you know what I mean. And he's genuinely a nice guy, you know what I mean.
He seems to be a nice guy,
yeah,
doesn't he?
He is, yeah. Absolutely.
Have you ever come across him?
No, never met him.
Have you not? No.
No, have you?
I've never come across Daniel O'Donnell in person, but recently, actually, he had a museum up in Donegal, do you hear me?
That's just habit now.
A museum in Donegal.
Yeah.
And it was closed down, unfortunately, so there was a lot of backlash about that. Yeah.
One thing that gets me with older, you know, if you just take, for example, Cher coming out in fishnet tights, Madonna wearing those outfits.
Careful now, Enda.
But hold on, you know what I mean? Like, we don't really need to see that.
I'm gonna get in trouble now.
Why though? Like, come on, show a little bit of decorum. I would have thought.
Are you talking about Madonna and her recent performance and all that?
Yeah,
at the Eurovision.
Yeah, I just don't. No.
You see, some people believe that it comes a time where you gotta kind of throw in the towel. Like from a singing perspective as well. Like some people were giving out about Paul McCartney. I know he's he's probably your god when it comes to music. Is he Paul McCartney?
He would be up there already.
But he's done a few gigs and people say, "Come on, Paul, now, come on."
No, I don't think so.
Give it up now. Give it up. The voice is gone.
He doesn't get on stage half, you know, clothed. You know what I mean? I just think that end of it.
Yeah.
Doesn't.
But
work.
Like, I find sometimes people go to gigs like that. Go to gigs when they were, you know, they were at a gig back in the heyday or whatever.
Sure.
And then suddenly they go to a gig where, you know, someone's like, I don't know, if they go to an Engelbert Humperdinck gig or something, and they're like, "Oh, jeez, he's not the same. Oh, he's definitely not the same. No, the voice wasn't exactly the same." I know, because he's 83.
Yeah, exactly.
What do you think it was going to happen?
Yeah, it's true.
Do you know, it's never the same. Anyway, 100 years of age, Daniel O'Donnell, you can go see a gig of his for the next 40 odd years.
And tell me this, Mike, what age do you want to retire at?
Oh, God. Fuck. I'll retire next week.
You're so young, you haven't even thought about that fact yet.
I have.
Yes, indeed. It says 16 minutes past 7. Classic Hits, waking up happy this Monday morning with REM. Here's Shiny Happy People. Heather Small and people, that's One Night in Heaven on Classic Hits. Waking up happy this Monday morning. Enda and Mike in for PJ and Jim. 7:37 now.
Now, I'm under a little bit of pressure, right?
Are you?
I was just telling Enda during the M people there.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, maybe they brought the stress out in me. Yeah, I'm kind of stressed because I have to organise a stag, right? So I got the great honour of becoming a best man. This is my second time in my life, but this isn't a family member. So my brother made me best man of his, but it's kind of obligatory, let's be honest.
Yeah, well, I was too.
This time it's a friend of mine and he asked me to be his best man for his wedding coming up. Now, it's ages away. It's a good long time away.
When is it?
It's not till, I think it's like April of next year.
Okay.
Right. But obviously, you know, he has to start thinking of numbers and booking dates and all the rest of it.
Of course.
So we had a brief conversation about the stag. Mm. It's given me ridiculous amounts of stress. And I have a lot of stress in my life right now, Andy.
I know.
As everyone does, right?
Poor thing.
But this is just added on to it.
Added on to it.
So it's one of those where every now and then, do you know one of those things that isn't like paramount in your life?
Yeah.
But every now and then you go,
oh God,
the stag!
I know. Yeah.
I had a Google over the weekend of various things to do. Mm-hmm. I'm looking for help this morning. My stag was in Dublin.
Okay.
I live in Dublin. I'm from Dublin. I figured I didn't want people to go away, so I'll just have it in Dublin.
Right.
Now, I did have a little chat with him, and he's kind of keen, which I'm glad about, having it in Ireland at least.
Right? Oh, is he? Oh, he doesn't want to go away?
No, he doesn't want flights.
That is the thing at the moment, though. I mean, a lot of people are doing. I mean, the latest is Las Vegas.
Oh, come on.
Seriously, the amount of people I've heard about, not particularly friends of mine, but people I know of, Las Vegas is the place to go at the moment.
But even at our wedding, we were very conscious of not putting too many people out. And maybe that was just ridiculous on our part, but we were like, oh God, they're going to have to come to...
Depends on the bunch of... It depends, yeah, I know what you mean.
You know,
imposing the expense on them.
Imposing the expense. Like, let's be honest, right? Weddings and stags and hens and parties in general, I think, unless I'm just very antisocial.
Right.
Most people, a large percentage of the people that are invited are going to be going, oh God, you're joking. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, true. So you had yours in Dublin.
So I had mine in Dublin. I'm thinking he's thinking anyway of Ireland. So I'm just looking for some suggestions today, right? So what I'm thinking is something a bit mad, as in a bit quirky or whatever, to start off the day.
Okay.
Right? And then on to do something else for the rest of the day. It's kind of stressing me out. And then obviously a nightclub or a night thing to do. So if anyone has any suggestions, I would really appreciate them to 087-188-0008. And obviously not just lads. I mean, if ladies out there have had your other half come back and tell you they had a stomper of a night, or maybe they didn't reveal to you what happened, I don't know.
So basically you're getting other people to do your work for you.
I am. That's
cheeky.
The joy of working in radio.
It's unbelievable.
I'm throwing it out to the masses this morning. Just let me know if you have any ideas and if you've got any freebies. I'm joking. I don't want any freebies. It's okay. Just ideas would be great.
Okay.
Where was your stag? Did you have a stag?
I had two. But for that very reason, I had one in Dublin.
Right.
For people who couldn't travel. I had one in Puerto Banús in Spain. This was 2000, Mike.
This was boom
the year
time.
2000. This is boom time.
Right. Okay.
Puerto Banús. 14 of us went over.
This is peak boom time.
Fantastic.
Two stags.
Great.
Yeah, like.
No.
So you'd won in Dublin, and then
you'd won in Puerto Banús. Yeah.
And did they do this crack as tying you to it?
No, they did not. No, they would have been. I would have murdered them if they did that. No,
would they?
I told them. I warned the messiest of the bunch. I told them, look, don't do that.
Yeah.
Because it's not even going to be funny. It's not even going to go anywhere near being funny. So they know me too well.
It's funny, like, you know.
But we had great crack. There was a lot of mischief going on, but there was none of that going on.
And my stag, this is just going to seem ridiculous, right? Mm. But when I was doing a stag, I kind of just had it in my head that I have to have a stag. It's just, it's one of those things.
Yeah.
If you're going to get married, you have a stag. That's it.
Yeah.
And I was really anxious coming up to it.
Mm-hmm.
Because some of the guys that were coming, I was like, oh, I don't know what they're going to do. And I don't want to end up on a raft in the Liffey or something in my nip. You know, one of these ridiculous things.
There's nothing enjoyable about that.
I was so anxious about it. And then a colleague of mine said to me, when I told her, she was like, oh, why are you having one? I went, I don't know. What do you mean, why am I having one? Well, lots of people don't do them now.
You don't have to, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, so anyway,
flying in on 087-188-0008, Carrick on Shannon boat party.
I read this is weird.
Nice one.
I read this the other day.
Did
apparently
you?
Carrick on Shannon is kind of the capital for
stag
parties.
Oh yeah, I've heard that before.
So here's what I've researched so far, just very quickly.
Right,
I've had a look at Carrick on Shannon.
Yeah.
I did. I had a look at Kilkenny. Someone told me about Kilkenny.
Oh,
it's great.
I've been to stags
because
Kilkenny,
there's sort of a strip
There is.
Belfast was another one, but apparently there's not like a strip of places where you can go and sort of keep everyone together if there are around 20 fellas.
Right.
And the other one was Galway, of course, which is a,
yeah,
which is a great,
great city to have.
So something to do, something a bit mad, like an activity, and then whatever. Thanks.
Let us know.
Thanks.
087-188-0000. It's 7:42 now.
Classic hits. Hip it. It's a bit of a really famous hit. It's a bit, just a bit from a classic hit. But what hit is it? Hit bit.
You know, I love this. I love the hit bit.
Do you? You mean you like the hit bit in general, or you like the jingle?
I just, the jingle, the whole idea of the hit bit, just, I love it.
Right, okay, well, good stuff. Well, here we go.
€1,800, wow.
1,800 smackaroos. It'll be nice in your back pocket, I tell you. First to play this morning, on a Monday morning, is Charlotte Crow. How are you, Charlotte?
Colette.
Oh, it's Colette.
Are you there, Colette? Hello. No, for some reason.
It's line one on there, end, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
Have you twiddled your buttons and your knobs there?
I have, yeah. Let's try line two. Yeah. Antoinette Brown and Cork. Antoinette, are you there?
Good morning. How are you?
Great. How are you?
I'm not too bad.
How's everything in Cork this morning, okay?
Yeah, it's beautiful in Cork, thank God. The sun is sitting already. It's great.
Beautiful, great stuff. All right, well, listen, €1,800 in cash could be yours. Do you want to have a listen to it?
Yeah, please.
That's it there. €1,800. What do you reckon, Antoinette?
Kelly Clarkson, Since You've Been Gone.
Since You've Been Gone, Kelly Clarkson.
Do you know what, Enda?
Yeah, tell me.
Just like yourself, actually, who loves the hit bit. My life would suck without the hit bit.
Ah.
It's wrong, unfortunately. Ah, sorry,
no.
Antoinette.
No,
sorry about that. Have a great day. Thanks, Antoinette. Bye.
No, bye.
Now, is it Charlotte on line one? Have
we'll
a go with Charlotte on line
one. Charlotte
on
line one. Hello, Charlotte.
No, she must be gone. Anyway, I'll tell you what Charlotte was going to guess.
Yeah.
Was Christina Aguilera, Candyman, which is a popular guess indeed. And Charlotte's from Limerick. And what I was going to say, Enda, was this is where the awkwardness comes, because I have to tell you what my pun was going to be even without the caller on the air, which has happened numerous times before. If I had a genie in a bottle, I would wish that the hit bit was one, but it's not. It's wrong. You can check out all the previous guesses on classichits.ie.
I love it. Thank you very much indeed. A little beautiful south for your Monday morning. 7:51 now. Here's Rotterdam on Classic Hits. There's an idea for you. Mike, you go to Rotterdam.
For the stag.
For the stag weekend.
Yeah, thanks a million for all the WhatsApps, by the way. Lots of people suggesting various places to go for the stag, because I have to organise one now.
Yeah.
Over the next while. Yeah, so Carrigan Shannon seems to be the winner so far, I think.
Doesn't it, yeah. And Galway's coming in as well. There's another one here. Well, Mike, we went to Benidorm, all-inclusive for €250. Flights and accommodation. You won't get that in Ireland. Well, €250 is a lot of money, isn't it?
But just bear in mind, by the way, that we don't really want to go abroad.
You don't abroad.
I want to stay in Ireland. But yeah, Galway is another great shout, of course. Good morning, Galway, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
You have a wonderful stag city, but I don't know. It's Galway's sort of my second home. I'm being a bit selfish here. I don't exactly go to Galway. I go to Galway every second week.
So, okay, well, that's different for you, because your other half is from Galway, isn't she?
Yeah, she is. My other half's from Connemara.
So there's no real sort of, yeah, I know what you mean.
It's not exactly exotic.
But like Dublin, Cork, you know.
Not exotic for me. Dublin, Cork. Yeah, Cork is another cracking place for a stag. But my other half organised a hen, actually.
Yes.
In Carlow, and they had an absolute ball as well. So I don't know. Look,
it's all about the people, I think, as well.
Yeah, there's an ugly mug up for grabs, if you can give me suggestions on that this morning.
087-188-0008. The breakfast table quiz is coming up as well shortly. And more great classic hits too on the way after the latest news at 8 o'clock this morning with Tara Duggan. It's up next.
PJ and Jim in the morning.
Wake up happy.
The two-time Imro award-winning breakfast show with Flexify. Ireland's latest way to pay. See flexify.com.
Classic hits.
That's The Source, and you've got the love on Classic Hits. Waking up happy for this Monday morning. It's Enda and Mike in for PJ and Jim today. And it's 9 minutes past eight now, Mike.
So lots of stuff on the paper today. You might have heard, I'm sure you did, because you were all listening intently to Tara Duggan telling the story in the news a little earlier on. Marriage is better for men. Apparently, and
then women, why?
Go. Yeah, you know, you're a married man, aren't you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
You're lucky so.
Yeah,
yeah, it's better for men than women. Life's not all white for brides, this story says, right? So, the secret to happiness has been revealed, and men should get married, but women shouldn't bother, right?
How's that going to work?
Yeah, it leaves us in a bit of a weird scenario, right? But happiness expert Paul Dolan, he said, guys find marriage beneficial because it calms them down. But women end up being miserable.
Really?
Yeah, he's done this whole psychological study on both men and women in marriage. Right. And apparently it's the lads who are like, this is grand now. Even though lots of lads tend to give out about it or whatever. Everyone gives out about marriage at some point. Right. But yeah, it's us that come out the better of it. Apparently it calms down, it chills us out. But for women, it makes them completely and utterly miserable. Now, I'm sure there's kind of a gasp in cars this morning in traffic.
Absolutely.
This story is going to lead to sort of an awkward journey into work, I think, this morning.
Yeah. And what are the facts behind this? I mean, what's the...
So his research revealed unmarried women with no kids are the healthiest and happiest people in society. Okay. Dolan, a professor of behavioural science at the London School of Economics, added, we do have some good data following the same people over time, but I am going to do a massive disservice to that science and just say, if you're a man, you should probably get married. If you're a woman, don't bother, he says.
Right, okay. That's very interesting.
Isn't it?
In a not a great kind of way.
Yeah, well, depending on the way you look at it now, to be fair, because you're okay. It's your other half that has the problem, I think.
Well, I don't think so. I'm very happy, of course.
Well, not according to this guy.
Every woman that's been surveyed, the whole survey, everyone that said, I'm miserable. And every man said, well, I'm great.
Well, they're more miserable than men. Let's just say that. And what he also says is that, you know, oftentimes... You know, there might be a woman who's 40 who has not with someone who has no children or whatever.
Yeah.
And people will say, you know, people will judge in society. You get these judgsters.
That's true.
The societal police, as I call them. Mm-hmm. I don't call them that, so I just made that up there. And they'll say, it's a good term though, isn't it?
Good, I like it.
And they'll say, oh, God, love her now. Jeez, and maybe one day she'll meet the right man. Not the case. She's delighted with life. And she's better off sticking without any man to be married to because it's going to make her miserable.
Because of this survey. How many people were involved in the survey?
It doesn't say, but thousands.
And what percentage?
But I'm glad that the...
We need to drill down into this.
Well, it doesn't actually give exact percentages. It's in the Irish Daily Star, for God's sake, anybody. Calm down. It's not the Scientific Review.
Okay, that's all right.
But I'm glad that he has come out and said, we've done a massive amount of research into this and it's taken years or whatever, because that's essentially what he says. But just to let you know, men are getting married and women are not. So he's sort of giving in to the tabloid element of the story. And he's saying, that's basically the facts, sorry.
Well, as my dad used to say, paper never refused print or ink or whatever, you know.
Can't believe my wife's miserable.
Yeah, it's terrible, isn't it?
I'm delighted with life, though.
I'm very happy.
Funny that, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, 8:13 Classic Hits. Here's the Police, Message in a Bottle. Good morning. Classic Hits, waking up happy this Monday morning. And then Mike in for PJ and Jim today. 17 minutes past 8 and the Police... Sending out an SOS, great song, Message in a Bottle, love that.
That's a great little tune, actually. I'm just flicking through the papers here, right?
Yeah.
And in relation, well, it doesn't compare exactly, but in relation, I suppose, to the story we gave earlier, it's kind of good news for blokes this morning, I have to say. Mm-hmm. It's kind of a trend, but Charlize Theron, right, she says that she's looking for love.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah.
Now.
Okay.
I saw by your face.
Go on.
Right, that you might like...
She's not exactly difficult. She's not difficult to look at.
Right. Well, anyway, you've no chance because, I'll tell you why, she's looking for a man with a beard.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So you're in.
So I'm in, yeah. She said, speaking about her ideal man, she says, it depends on the guy. A man that can grow a good beard would be good. I don't want guys who don't grow good beards, but who grow beards like those patchy ones. I'm not a fan of that, but she's into fellas with beards. So there you go. The beard thing is in. It's funny. I've had a beard for so long.
Yeah.
That I've been through so many trends. You always read these stories. Beards are in, beards are out.
Yeah.
No one wants a beard anymore. Everybody wants a beard now. So apparently we're back in peak beard territory.
There you go.
I'm glad I've sort of stuck around.
But do you genuinely think that you might have a chance?
Genuinely? What is a happily married man, Enda? I don't know, but I just think, you know. Yeah, I do, yeah. Think I'm in, yeah.
Her ex-boyfriend who she was with for years went to my school, actually.
Really?
What's his name? I'm just trying to find his name here on the interweb. What's his name?
I don't remember.
He's an actor as well. People are shouting at the radio right now saying his name.
Her ex-partner, Sean Penn, now.
No, that's an ex-fiance. She wasn't engaged to this guy. She was with him for 8 years. There he is, there. On bustle.com. And that doesn't give the name, does it?
Right.
Yeah, I'll find out. Anyway, so, she's on the market.
But there you go. She's looking for a man with a beard, so there you go. Beards are back in, ladies and gentlemen.
Almost 20 past 8, still to come. Backstreet Boys on the way and Cher coming up too. That's the Communards, Jimmy Somerville. What a voice, Don't Leave Me This Way on Classic Hits Waking Up Happy this Monday morning. It's Enda and Mike in for PJ and Jim today. And yes, what have you found in the papers this morning, Mike?
Well, I tell you, I haven't found anything exactly in the papers then. Oh, I'm right. Looking back at the stag suggestions from earlier on. Yeah,
right.
So basically, I have to organise a stag. I was saying this just before 8 o'clock this morning.
Yeah.
And I was looking for some help, cheekily looking for some help of the people of Ireland this morning, and you have delivered. So thank you very much. Lots of people getting in touch. So I've loads of ideas now. I said I'd been looking up, say, Belfast, a few places in Galway or whatever. It has to be Ireland because he's into staying in Ireland.
Yeah,
right?
Okay, fair enough.
But not particularly in Dublin because he will get married in Dublin. Mm-hmm. Mike says, Sean, do Dingle and Kerry. Apart from great pubs, etc., you can take a boat trip to the Skellig Island where they filmed Star Wars. Dolphin spotting, Dingle, Ocean World also, and great trad sessions. Trad sessions is a good idea for a stag, I think.
It is, yeah.
Yeah.
And Skellig as well, cool.
I'm like, I'm not too sure about the trip out to Skellig now.
Oh, no, you have to. I've done that.
Really?
Amazing.
No,
yeah.
I'm sure it's fantastic. There's a lot of organisation in that, isn't there? And then there's weather, and would you get out and would you not? I need this to be simple. I need no mess in here.
Like. Are you been lazy or keeping
it
simple?
I just don't want, and you can correct me if I'm wrong here, by the way, I just don't want 20 fellas standing waiting for a boat and we can't go and we're stuck.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? Something like that. Anyway, sorry, I'm being ridiculous now. Morning, Mike. It has to be Killarney for a stag do. You can go clay pigeon shooting.
Okay.
Which seems to be an option for all the stag things I looked up online.
Yeah.
Ever done that?
Yes, I have.
Is it good crack?
I did it in Cork. Yeah, it's very good crack. Yeah. Amazing.
Is it?
The power of those things. My God, your shoulders. It hurts after.
Right,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
You can go clay pigeon shooting, star sailing an outdoor centre in Kenmare. Do a walk, a bit of a brewery tour in Killarney. God, they've loads of stuff here.
Hmm.
It comes in from Geordie Painter in Killarney, Les McLarens.
Right.
So thanks, Les. Of course, he's from Killarney. Carrick and Shannon, whitewater rafting, quad biking and zip lining in Lochkey Forest Park. Did that last week, this text says. Highly recommended. All activities within 15 minutes of Carrick. Hire a minibus and that. Comes in from Baldy Tony.
Baldy Tony.
So thanks, Baldy Tony. We'll read you two more here. Right?
Yeah.
This one says, never mind Ireland, Mike. Liverpool is the place to be. Says JP.
Okay.
A short trip over to Liverpool, I suppose. We are sticking to Ireland. And slipped on wet tiles. Oh, God, that's not to do with this. Sorry. I don't know what that is there. Anyway, so I will pick one of those and I will give an ugly mug for that. So 087-188-0008 is the WhatsApp if you want any more suggestions on that.
I know you don't want to go outside Ireland. I did one. Another one was Prague. We went to Prague for a stag.
Oh yeah, that's a popular spot, all right.
And we went to visit a brewery.
Did you?
Enough, yeah, it was amazing.
Yeah,
it was,
I'd say
really,
it was.
Really cool.
Yeah, well, they're big on their beers and all that sort of stuff there, aren't they?
Amazing.
Their local beers. Like our one, as I said, was in Dublin.
Mm-hmm.
And we went off Howth on a boat. We went on a fishing trip in Howth.
Oh, yeah.
Caught very little, but it was good crack. Out to Ireland's Eye and everything. Yeah, it was deadly.
Cool. Okay, 8:40 now.
The Breakfast Table Quiz.
It's time for the Breakfast Table Quiz. Win the best prize out there is. Try to get the biggest score. Hope the next call gets the Breakfast Table Quiz.
With Julie Kilmartin's Educational Services in Ennis and Limerick. For exam success, it's got to be julies.ie.
Yes, indeed. This Monday morning is Mike drops his piece of paper.
Sorry,
with all the questions.
I'm all over the shop here. Sorry.
Alrighty, nice prize now. I have to say, this is now that Game of Thrones has ended, you could win your very own throne for getting the top score this week. Living Dreams, that's with a Z, Furniture, have given us a cream leather electric reclining chair from a leading Italian furnishing brand to give away. They have a showroom in Little Island in County Cork. Nice prize.
It'd be a great prize. I'd love that, actually.
Oh, yeah.
I'd love that. A nice electric reclining chair.
Relax back. Oh, beautiful.
Oh, kids in bed.
Yeah.
Then sit down and just recline. I like the sound of that.
Okay.
That sounds good.
Good prize. Now, who have we got?
We've got Carol Murphy in County Dublin. Morning to you, Carol.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Morning. We're very good, Carol. What's your Monday going to hold for you today? Any plans?
Only in work. Nothing really exciting, but I had a real lazy sporting weekend watching on the telly, so I'm trying to see if my brain awake.
Oh,
no,
nice. So what team are you supporting this weekend?
Well,
the Dubs.
I was watching the playoffs. Charlton Athletic and the Indy 500.
Oh my God, oh, wow. The Charlton Athletic one. Wasn't there, I saw a
last minute goal. It was a humdinger, my
yeah,
God.
But, well, yeah, there was, was that last minute or was that at the very start of the game? There was a goal.
Oh, there was, yeah. Sunderland scored and then it was 1-1 and then Charlton scored in the last minute of the game. Yeah. Much ecstatic.
Wow, it's incredible. You want to see this clip? I'll have to throw it up online. The keeper had an absolute howler. Basically, the defender passed it back to him, just a normal pass back. And he, like, totally had a meltdown. Like,
Didn't go in, did it?
No. Yeah, he kicked thin air. Like, he didn't know. It was bizarre.
It was too early in the game.
Oh, it was awful. He wasn't expecting it. Dreadful. Anyway, stick it up online. Anyway, Carol, you have nothing to beat, obviously, today, being a Monday. So best of luck. I'll try to read these questions as quick as I can for you.
Okay.
Are you ready to go, Enda?
Yes, indeed. Here.
Carol, are you ready to go?
Ready to go.
Is everyone ready to go?
Yes, we're all ready to go.
Right, let's go.
Here's the clock.
Which children's animated TV series about trains was narrated by Ringo Starr?
Pass.
Thomas the Tank Engine. Which birds can be blue, great, crested and long-tailed?
Pass.
Tits. In language, what is the English translation for the Spanish word mañana?
Tomorrow.
Yes. How many weeks are there in a fortnight?
Two.
How many Chuckle Brothers were there?
Two.
Complete the name of the hit soul trio, Martha Reeves and the what?
Vandellas.
If you were at Caracas Airport, in what country would you be in?
Turkey.
Venezuela. In 1997, which rock band had a hit single with The Drugs Don't Work?
Pass.
The Verve. In which sport are the terms spiking, blocking and digging used?
Volleyball.
Hydroelectric power is generated by the flow of what?
Water.
In which London stadium was the 1996 FIFA World Cup final held?
Wembley.
Does the Pacific Ocean lie off the east or west coast of South America?
Ooh. West.
West, well done.
Beautiful.
You got that right. So, yeah, a couple of passes there. You probably could have passed quicker, Carol, but you probably know that anyway. You might have got more questions. Anyway, what are we looking at, Enda?
Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Nice.
That's
one.
Not a bad score. And 8 has won before, by the way, Carol, as well. You probably know.
Well, here's hoping.
Here's hoping. You could be reclining back in the Living Dreams chair by the end of the week, Carol.
Nice.
Well, the other half would love it if we were lucky enough.
Ah, good stuff. Okay, well done, Carol.
Thank you.
Take care. J-Lo, Jennifer Lopez, Love Don't Cost a Thing on Classic Hits, waking up happy this Monday morning. Enda and Mike in for PJ and Jim. I get it right this time?
Yes,
PJ.
Well done, Enda.
Jim, we love you. Don't, you know, if you're listening.
Now, one lad who actually gets a lot of airtime on this particular show, because we talk about him quite a bit, because he's forever in the news.
Who?
He's the hot ticket in the newspapers these days, Ed Sheeran.
He can't do any wrong, can he?
I think we need to come up with a feature, actually, about what Ed Sheeran's doing, because he's in the paper almost every single day.
There's a jingle there.
We just need to put it aside and make it a feature instead of these sporadic stories about
Ed
Sheeran. Because he's always in the papers. And he's in it again today.
Okay.
And the headline is, Ed Sheeran shocks fans by choosing Westlife to play at wedding party.
Wow.
Now, if I was Westlife, right, I'd be a little offended by this story. Okay. What's that tune you're playing in the background? What's going on?
It's just a song. It's just a bed. I'm playing.
Oh, sorry.
In the background.
I thought you were kicking into a song. There. No, I was like, hold on, I'm not finished yet, for God's sake. Anyway, I'd be a little offended by this because it's like, it's all about how everyone should be so shocked that Ed Sheeran is having Westlife at his wedding party. I don't know why that's so shocking.
But he just wrote a song for them anyway, didn't he?
Did he?
Yeah, their latest single was written by Ed Sheeran.
Well, apparently he's a super fan and Westlife influenced him greatly in actually starting out in music.
Really?
Which I didn't know, yeah. But anyway, it says, minted Ed Sheeran has shocked fans by choosing Westlife to play at his wedding party. The singer has asked the boy band to headline the star-studded bash at his Suffolk mansion because he is a secret super fan. Now, it's believed that he's married his childhood sweetheart anyway, Sherry Seaborn. What a fantastic name. Last Christmas.
Yeah, he did.
Sounds like a
Christmas
name from
time.
Game of Thrones.
What's her name?
Sherry Seaborn.
Sherry Seaborn.
But he's now said to be planning a second blowout celebration. Oh, he's one of these. He's one of these second celebration fellas. You know at weddings?
Yeah.
Well, you have your wedding and then you have another one and then you have a one at the home. Like you with your stag. You have one
me.
Here and one
right
abroad.
Right to my face. You're slagging me.
Sorry. But that's what you did, wasn't
my
it?
Spanish, you know, my Spanish friends and my Irish friends. I had to have one.
Anyway, his first dance song. We might do this tomorrow, actually, because it sort of leads on to what your first dance was at a wedding.
Yeah.
But his first dance song, he wants it to be "Flying Without Wings" by Westlife.
Oh, great! I didn't want to
vom,
do it.
Huh? But anyway, that's what he wants as his first song. I'm actually kind of surprised Ed Sheeran isn't singing at Ed Sheeran's party himself, because he blooming sings at everyone else's party.
He does, doesn't he? He's a habit of arriving.
He's everywhere. Yeah. He sings at places. I think people don't even want him singing at their parties, yet he gets up. He's one of those.
I don't think so now, in fairness. If somebody said to Ed Sheeran's going to sing, actually, I don't want him, thank you.
I wouldn't want him. Now, that's being honest. No, I'm not saying he's not any good, because he's very good and all that. You take the whole shine off your party. No thanks.
You take
Ed,
the attention away from you.
Yes, take your guitar.
Me. It's just me all the time with you.
But you know what I mean?
No.
If you were having a party or whatever, and then the Sheeran fella rocks up, and just because he's bored and wants to bang out a tune, he's going to overtake.
But wouldn't that be very cool, though?
Your
to have
party.
Him there? Oh, I think. Yeah. It'd be cool.
Anyway, so I am surprised, because I'm convinced everyone in Ireland, there's like a certain degree of separation to Ed Sheeran. We should do a study on this. Everybody has an Ed Sheeran story.
Yeah. It's interesting. That's a good.
Do you know someone who's met Ed Sheeran?
Do I know someone? Yeah, I do actually. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
So do I.
I have it on their Facebook page, and it's there, right there.
If you haven't
their profile
had, really,
yeah.
Oh, I know who you're talking about.
Yes.
Ah.
Yes.
But if you haven't either had him sing at an event you were at, have someone who's met him, then you're nobody at this stage, because everybody has something to do with Ed Sheeran. He's everywhere.
You are nobody if you don't know Ed Sheeran. That's an interesting thought. He was in Cork at the weekend. See what I did there?
Ed Sheeran?
No, Rod Stewart. Oh, I believe it was fantastic as well. Here he is, This Old Heart of Mine. Classic Hits, Waking Up Happy, 22:10 now. Good morning.